It's 81 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. In 2023, Nashville tried out something called participatory budgeting. It's where residents got to vote on how to spend $10 million of government money. Many of the winning projects have reached their finish line, but WPLN's Metro reporter Cynthia Abrams tells us the dollars are set to expire soon, and not everything is complete.
Some South Nashville residents have sounded the alarm that dollars that should have been used for a greenway expansion at Whitfield Park instead went to a bathroom renovation. Here's Mark Schlicker and Indy Pereira speaking at a recent Greenways Commission meeting.
And then in March, mid-March, Parks quietly pulled the plug and redirected that $500 million elsewhere. They never told the community, they never told the council member, and they never told you.
We didn't vote for a bathroom. We voted for a greenway.
The $10 million that funded participatory budgeting was from the American Rescue Plan Act, which came with a deadline. They must be used by the end of this year. And that's what happened with the greenway. Parks was slow to build it, and it looked like it wouldn't get finished in time. So the money was used for bathrooms at the same site, which could be completed before they expire. While most of the winning PB projects were completed, one other is in a similar position to the Whitfield Park Greenway. Bus shelters planned on Dickerson Pike were not finished in time. That money will instead be reallocated to other city projects. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
When Starbucks announced it was setting up an East corporate headquarters in downtown Nashville, it leased a lot of prime office space, about 250,000 square feet. Now there are concerns that the area will not have enough so-called Class A space available if another big company wants to relocate here. That designation means the building is among the newest and nicest in the city. Several commercial real estate experts say there isn't much available for companies that want 100,000 square feet or more, the Nashville Business Journal reports. A report from real estate firm Colliers showed there are a couple dozen Class A spaces across Nashville that are roughly 50,000 feet or more. But it's not clear how many of those are around 100,000 square feet.